Welcome back. It has been quite a long time. Before we get into this momentous follow-up to that cliffhanger from a few months back, I must say, let me first explain how much I'm really trying to get this audio right. I have started bad, got good. I feel like I got a little better, learned some skills, then ordered a mixer, a new mic. Skill learning curve went down, way down. Audio got worse, environment got worse. So at the moment, pending, I am ordering a sound isolation situation for my mic. But I'm saying all that to explain, at this moment, I am sitting, see if you can visualize this. I'm sitting on a treadmill covered with my child's thickest blanket around me that I could possibly find, using a camping flashlight to illuminate the page I'm about to read, laptop on my lap, and I'm truly hoping this sounds awesome. If this sounds awesome, I'm gonna be really upset because my back is feeling it right now. But I think with the isolation cover for the mic, I can stand up in any room I like and it sound good. But this is gonna definitely help me remember this specific situation right now. So, that to be said, I hope this pleases your auditory situation, because when we get into the podcast, we are in a very high ceiling living room, not as optimal, but I thought for this introduction, I'd give it a shot. That being said, thank you again for your time. Thank you for listening. I'm happy to do this. I've been really craving and yearning to release some creativity and get back to writing and reading. I'm reading a great book by John Deaton, the lawyer that helped represent over 75,000 people to have a voice fighting back against the SEC Ripple case. Happy to report that as the Ripple beat the SEC, then a few months later, the SEC fully dropped the charges against the CEO and his partner, just dropped it. It's a momentous victory, huge. And I'm happy to be illuminated to the truth of this entire landscape of crypto, finance, world events, how they push us around, how they treat us like lemmings. I'm trying to be open-minded and learn and see it from a higher vantage point. But I feel very fortunate we are in a place. We get just ample time with the kids. It's a different life, and we'll get into all that, but, you know, thank you. So, a different angle, an embodiment of renewal. This conversation is our second recorded one since moving, but this is the first one posted because taking time to situate ourselves and begin to navigate so many new ways to complete familiar tasks, while adding in a language barrier, has taken some time. I've learned a lot about what careful thought and planning can bring. We have strived to maximize family time, lower cost of living, and make what most Americans would call sacrifices and compromises to accomplish this. This comes from an ingrained entitlement that we didn't want to remain shackled to. For example, yes, we discussed some inconveniences that only appear as such because of where we move from. But remember, we voluntarily chose to leave all that behind for bigger chances at focusing on what's more important, family. And the world does not grow to expect perfection in all things. If you want to find something wrong every moment, you can and you will. Deciding either consciously or unconsciously to pay attention to only what's wrong in each moment or day is always available to you. But it will rob you of enjoying gratitude. Gratitude that makes the sun touch your spirit instead of the shadow of ungratefulness. Being in a country with less infrastructure heightens my opportunity to highlight this point of view. I also wanted to share the sounds of the waves crashing as I walk the dogs on the beach. Fast speaking chatter from Diego's barbershop. The kids playing in our pool while listening to the neighbor's music. With the beautiful scenery of the Cerro Chame Mountains we see from our back porch. There is so much beauty here. There's beauty, opportunity, and a full renewal that doesn't come with no cost. And it's worth every bit of it. I hope you can find the same in your life. Look for the good. Stop paying attention to the bad. Both are always there. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this conversation.
Dime, esto es lo que tú querías. Yo soy fino, esto es trap de galería. Tú eres un charro, Rocky de aquí, una porquería. Yo un campeón, Rocky Marciano, Rocky Balboa, Rocky Balbía. Tengo la ruta, tengo la vía, sí, tengo la vía.
Welcome to Berenson Bond Podcast with your hosts Corey and Diego Berenson. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fine.
It's only been 3 months. So we have a lot to catch up on. I did not post the last one we did because it edited horribly and the file got corrupted. And so I just said, forget it. We'll get back to this when we get back to it.
Yep.
So if anyone's been paying close attention, you are wondering what has been happening for 3 months.
A lot.
Just change your whole life.
Basically.
Yeah, no bigs.
Nope.
Okay, we moved out of the country.
Wow.
Spanish-speaking country.
Wow.
Central America.
Wow.
Starts with a P.
Wow.
Ends with an A.
Wow.
It says anima in the anim in the middle.
Wow.
That's all your hints. But it ends with an A.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. All right, so there's a lot of things that are the same. You live in a house. You still eat food. You swim in a pool. You go to the ocean. You ride your bike. You race go-karts. You play soccer now, which is called football. You do CrossFit. You watch movies. You play Xbox. We went surfing.
Yep.
I went to jiu-jitsu. We lost electricity a bunch of times. Then we got the electricity back. Then we lost water a couple times, but then we got it back. Now let's talk about all that, but in better detail, because that's boring.
Yeah.
How are you really feeling, though? Tell me what you really feel.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I got allergies.
Yeah, you do have allergies.
Yeah.
So I waited 3 months, and then the one day you have allergies, or the third day you have allergies, we decided to do this.
Yeah.
But you know why else we're doing it?
Why?
Well, the country of Panama likes to protest. And before we moved here, a friend of ours said, hey, Panamanians stand up for their rights. And there's a lot of protests. And we said, oh, that's cool. I'm happy for them to stand up for their rights and for what's good for the people. You know, because they stand up for themselves. Well, then there's a protest this weekend. 3-day protests. You have no school tomorrow because of protests.
Yeah.
The unions, the teachers' unions, the construction worker unions, and some other union. They said no work, no school. They already did 3-day protests because a Canadian company got the rights to mine copper in Panama.
With their workers.
With Canadian workers.
And in Panamanian mines and making Panamanian money for their own company.
Yeah, well, they're going to sell Panamanian resources, copper, to make money. And they're going to only pay the government. Not the people, no infrastructure deal, no, hey, just so you know, Panama's not known for smooth roads. It's pothole party here. It's a pothole party. Big time. This company could have said, or the president or the government could have said, oh, we'll let you mine here, but you are going to fix every road, finish our bridges, complete our metro system.
But no, they just said, yeah, come right on down.
Yeah, come on down. We're going to wreck your environment. We're not going to hire any of your people, and we're not going to pay anybody either. Does that sound like a deal?
Awesome.
The president said, yeah, pay me because I'm almost done being the president.
So I'm going to take advantage.
Yeah, and I'm not allowed to be the president anymore. So even if you would never vote for me again, it doesn't matter because I can't be a president anyways. So I'm going to take this big fat payday and go home and be rich and just let everybody suffer. That's cool, right? Isn't that fine? No. So the whole country said no. 3 days of protests, which we don't know if it's going to stop the mining or not. The deal has already been signed. So they're hoping if everybody stops working for a while, and pressures them to say, hey, you can stop this before it starts. You can break the deal. You can break the contract. Pay a fine, whatever. Don't wreck the environment. The thing that the president didn't sign
was for a Chinese company to come to Panama, buy the trash.
Not even buy. They'll just take.
So they'll take all of the trash in Panama, especially in the city where it's really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take all of that to China to recycle, to reuse, to make things out of, etc. The one thing he could have said yes to and made everybody happy with, he said no.
He said no because I'm not getting up.
Because he's not getting... He said no because he wasn't getting paid enough.
Yeah. They were going to take all of the trash.
All of the trash. The city would have been 10 times cleaner. It would have looked amazing. It would have been better for everything. But
for free. They would have just cleaned it up, taken it, because they know they would be able to sell the trash and recycle it in China. And he said no. So now we get poopy trash and a mine, a copper mine. Double fail.
But he's not getting reelected anymore, so it doesn't matter.
It don't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. He's going to get paid, so he doesn't care. Not cool. So the people are revolting. And there is one road from the western side of Panama all the way to Panama City. There's one 2-lane road that connects us all. So all you need to do is block that one road and you've shut down the country.
It's crazy, but it's true. If you go from anywhere, if you want to go from anywhere in Panama to the city, it's one road and one road only.
Yep. That's it. So
you block that off, you block everything off.
Yep, and when you make the 2 lanes become one like it was the other night. My 1-hour drive turned into 3+ hours just because it turned into one lane a couple times.
Yep.
Semis, dump trucks, cars, taxis,
buses,
Ubers, buses, so many buses, big buses and small buses, motorcycles. Everybody just jammed. No one likes to merge.
No, that's one, not a thing here.
They're not cool with the me, you, me, you, me, you.
It's just a me, 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 me.
It's, yeah, it's a me, 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 me.
Okay, then you can go.
Well, now I cut you off to where you almost think I'm going to scratch your car in half. Now you let me in. Everybody does that? 6 hours of traffic. All right, what else? So we have... So soccer, you started playing soccer. How do you like it?
I like it.
You love it so much, we built a soccer goal in the backyard. That was fun. Built it out of PVC pipes with the net. Works pretty good.
It does.
It's hot. It's a little warm here.
Just a little bit.
It's a lot of warm here. So when you get hot, you jump in the pool. Get out, take a shower, walk outside. Hot.
And take a jump in the pool again, and then take a shower, and then you go outside, and you sweat, and then you jump in the pool, and you take a shower, and then you go to sleep.
It's a wonderful cycle of life.
Yeah.
Air conditioners. Everybody says, what's up with air conditioning? Yes, you can have central air conditioning.
But it's not really.
If you want to pay a ton to build your house. So most people, because the houses are made of concrete, they use what these are called side splits.
Which I think are better because I get colder 10 times faster.
Yeah, it gets colder faster. And you can have a different temperature in every room, which I like. You want to freeze off? You want to freeze yourself out? Go ahead. You go ahead and put it at 10 degrees. It won't have anything to do with me. Okay. I want to be warmer. Oh, did you want a different temperature? Sure. Do your own thing in your own room. That's kind of cool.
That's the better thing about it.
The bummer is that electricity costs a lot, so a lot of people don't want to use them at all.
Yeah.
Because there's one electricity company.
Naturgy.
Naturgy. That is what you call a monopoly, which isn't allowed in the United States, but it is here. You can just have one power company. You got beef with that? You got a problem with that? Cool. Buy solar panels and batteries.
Yep.
You don't get another company, but you can be energy sovereign. If you can ball out of control and buy your own battery, your own solar panel, sure, you can run off the sun. If you can pay for it, hey, all you. It's all good. Oh, did you not like the one water company? Buy land where you can drill your own well. Guess what? You never pay for water.
Never.
And you use electricity made from the sun to run all your pumps to suck the water out of the ground. You pay no water bill, no electricity bill. You just pay for the equipment.
Exactly.
You can do that anywhere.
It's a one-time buy.
You can do that. If you can afford it, you can do that. So some people can. Most people cannot. What else? Concrete. Did you want to hang anything in your wall? Get the drill bit. We're going in. Everything requires 10 minutes of drilling. I don't care if you want to hang a napkin. Drill. Get the drill.
Yep.
Dogs. They have a big backyard. Dogs are happy. They're sleeping right now. I can hear music bumping outside from the party houses.
All day, 24/7.
Well, weekends.
Yeah, weekends.
Holidays.
Holidays is basically every weekend.
How do you feel about fireworks? What do you think if we do fireworks only 4th of July and New Year's?
4th of July would just be crazy.
Nah, Panama says, you like fireworks?
Sure.
Buy them all year long. When can you pop them?
Anytime you want.
Anytime you want. Who cares? You want the huge ones? Small ones?
Big one?
Medium, I don't care. You want to pop fireworks? Go get fireworks.
Party country.
No warning. You could be outside hanging out and it sounds like 6 shotguns got shot at you. And then a nice little pretty colorful thing in the sky. I thought it was dead.
Sounds like landmines going off.
Pretty much.
Basically right next to your house.
No warning because it's Wednesday afternoon. Yeah, you know, just why not?
I'm really loving this dinner. I'm going to go blow up some fireworks.
Yeah, those burgers were killer. Let's pop these fireworks. We haven't even done it yet. We should do it. We haven't popped one firework. I think we should get some tomorrow.
Just cause.
Why not? What else? Oh, rain. Oh, no. Weed eaters. They do not like riding or push lawnmowers. Everybody has a two-handed weed eater. And they weed eat everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
It looks painful.
Definitely.
I just want to drop off lawnmowers in places just so that you can have this. Just go for it.
Please.
She's moaning.
Wants to go bark so bad.
Dash, she can hear the party and she just wants to bark so bad. Okay, what else is different? Water filter. We have a massive gravity water filter, which water filtration is not for fun anymore. It's not to look cool. It's not just to style, you know, like, ooh, you know. It legit needs to be filtered. Do not drink the tap water. But it won't make you sick, but it's not good to drink all the time. This ain't Mexico. Mexico, you don't even brush your teeth with that water. Here, you could drink it. You won't get sick.
You brush your teeth with it, it's fine.
You could brush your teeth, you could shower, you could actually drink it.
Brushing your teeth and showering is fine, but drinking...
Drinking,
I would... Fine, but not preferred.
Exactly. It's a little cloudy, but after it goes through the filter, it's crystal clear. So this is an activity that is not just, it's not for fun anymore. Requirement. We were doing it anyways, but now you can see the difference. So dog wants to stretch and go park. She wants to bark so bad. Okay, the other thing you got coming up. So Mr. Businessman. All right, so you've got a work project. And yeah, this is going into the interwebs, into the public. So we will hide names for the people's safety. But tell me about you're going to go to the Thursday market, which is the pretty
farmer's
much
market.
It's the farmer's market, but it's pretty much an expat market. Most of the people there speak English, and it's mostly for English speaking expats to go sell little things they make, meet up with each other.
Our business elective is going to go sell there, and yeah.
What are you going to sell?
What I've been selling, the Protein Bites, K-Zero. Sadly, I couldn't use the K-Zero website, Gmail, logo, name, anything. So
and how I'm come, selling the how exact come you, same wait, thing. Wait, how come you couldn't use it again?
I don't know.
They just wanted you to start from scratch?
Basically. I mean, because I had everything, so.
Yeah, you're like, I already got a store. What's up?
Yeah.
All right, so tell me what you did, all the steps.
So I made a logo, made a slogan. That was all with AI. We made an Instagram. The bites, we've already, like, had the ingredients and everything.
What's the ingredients? You know it by heart?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's come on, test your memory. You know these things.
Like oats, chia seeds, flax seeds. We haven't done hemp seeds in a while because that's not like a thing they really sell. So we haven't been able to get those. But what I'm making them with is oats, chia seeds, flax seeds, sunflower butter, dairy-free chocolate chips, smoothie powder, agave, vanilla extract.
Is that it? I think that's it. And then before you used to put a little hemp seeds.
And then used to put hemp seeds, but right now just those 8 ingredients.
It's pretty packed What good's got the good fats, the calories, all these amino acids. And they taste good. I want to go.
Still working on the vanilla? Different flavors. Haven't figured out how to make vanilla really taste vanilla. So.
Yeah, I think for the vanilla.
Maybe a little more extract. I don't know.
More extract, more vanilla powder.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really do too much with it. But.
Yeah, you can do too much. Do too much. So it has. And then a long time ago, we broke down the full nutrition facts. I was surprised to see like the full list of what it has. Because you hadn't even seen that before I had you.
Yeah. We used to do a box of six, but my brain randomly forgot that and did box of nine.
That's a bonus.
A box of nine is.
Here, grab that nutrition facts thing. That we can. A lot of it's coming from the smoothie powder, but a little bit's
all right,
coming
I'll
from.
I'll read you the first.
I don't know. Just read the name of.
Okay. I'm going to go up until. I don't know. Okay, I'll just read a couple.
See if you can even read all of them.
So, I'm not going to read the extra points, but.
No.
So, a box of nine has 674 calories, 38 grams of fat. What's this?
Saturated fat.
Saturating, 5 grams of saturating fat, 11 grams of cholesterol, 43 grams of carbohydrates, 15 grams of fiber, 29 grams of protein, 315 grams of sodium, 17 grams of sugar, 131 milligrams of calcium, 7 milligrams of iron, 120 milligrams of magnesium, 477 milligrams of potassium. What would you say for this? Like
vitamin C, A, O. Those are probably. Gotta be milligrams.
5 milligrams, so like 33 milligrams of vitamin A, 2 milligrams of vitamin C, 37 milligrams of vitamin K, 4 grams of omega 3. Well, do I have to state that? Or?
Omega 3?
Just that.
Just omega 3.
3 grams of omega 6, 0.5625 grams of omega 9. And yeah, so on.
And let's see.
You read the rest.
What else you got here? And then it goes into the amino acids from the smoothie powder. So you've got lignans, alanine, arginine, aspartic acid, cysteine, glutamic acid, glycine, histidine, isoleucine, leucine, lysine, methionine, phenylalanine, proline, serine, threonine, tryptophan, tyrosine, and valine. You know.
Yeah, I know.
You read amino acid profiles all the time.
Exactly.
Point is it's packed with the goodies. And it tastes good.
Exactly.
We will not tell you which smoothie powder it is.
No.
We will not tell you the brand of sunflower butter. We will not tell you the brand of chocolate chips.
Nothing.
Can't give away all the secrets.
Why would
we? But we just did.
Kind of did.
We totally told you how to make them.
Exactly. Hey, we told you the ingredients, so you figure out how much.
Hey, you never told me. What's the shelf life on these? Talk to me.
What do you mean?
What's the shelf life? Do you know what shelf life is?
No idea.
How long can they last on a shelf before they go poopy?
No clue. I haven't tested that.
I need a number.
I know.
How long before it expires?
Just eat them when you buy them.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't need to hold them.
But what if your ship? You just put them on a ship.
You've
got
ship
all
them?
Your customers in Finland. And they say, please, I want some of those Panamanian protein bites. I'll buy a whole container full of them. They need to know how long are these things going to last before I get sick from eating them.
Better find out because I don't know.
No, you better find out.
Well, I will find out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next activity. So we really stepped up, or you did, go-karting. We were at the mom and pop joint, which is fun, Hill Country Kart Club. We came here, you joined a team.
Definitely next level, way more intense. You got an entire team of mechanics. You got other drivers with you. You know, it's,
how many kids are on your team, do you think?
I don't even know.
I'd say there's 14, maybe?
No. Maybe, but like all 20. Ages. I would say like 20s.
Oh, guess. Including the older guys, yeah.
Like 20s, my guess, maybe.
Probably from age 7 all the way to 40 something.
No, not that old.
Yeah, some of those older dudes that drive the four strokes.
Those are the individuals.
Yeah.
We're talking about our team.
But they're wearing Terpel. Yeah, they're wearing Terpel stuff too.
No. If the individuals are not on the team.
The individual older dudes on your team?
Then they're not individual.
They're on the team.
Yeah, so when I say individual, I mean they're not on the team.
All right, so you have a two-stroke engine. 125cc.
Very fast.
Fastest engine on the team right now until next year when a bunch of other kids move up. Then you'll have a whole group of you guys with those fast engines. How was your first wipeout?
Fine.
Were you scared? Were you more mad, scared, or frustrated?
All of them.
Scary?
It's fine.
I was scared.
You were.
I was scared.
You were.
I saw the side, boom, just pop up and blast into the weeds. You come out flexing like Incredible Hulk. You ripped your suit off. You ripped off the steering wheel and threw it down on the ground. And then you kicked the cart and it snapped in half.
Exactly. That definitely happened.
Oh, that 100% happened. But you're okay. Hey. But you're okay. And then you came back the next day. And you had your fastest times ever. You pulled your, and then another time you went off the track, you pulled your own cart with total adrenaline, Incredible Hulk power.
I was so mad I fell off. I was right there with them. My chance of getting there was out.
Yeah, but you pulled it back on. You finished the race.
I fell off.
That's huge. You did not quit.
I fell off.
Yeah, you
right there with them.
You slid off, but you.
First time.
Yes, but you pulled it back on.
First time.
You completed your race.
I was finally with them.
You did awesome.
I was finally with them.
You were hanging with these way older kids.
Finally with them.
Way more experienced, and you did good. You kept pushing. You did not give up.
Yes, I did.
Did you give up?
Yes.
You did not
give up. Yes, I did.
You finished the race.
At that point, I knew it was over.
But you got your racing suit yesterday or the other day. Official team livery, official team racing suit, new helmet, new shoes, new attitude, and a new smile. No? You don't like it? Too cheesy? Too much?
Yeah.
You try it.
No.
Go ahead.
It doesn't need that much.
You don't need to do it like that?
No.
Is it a little too extra?
A little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit.
You don't want to say, I just got a new suit. I got a new sticker kit.
It's not new.
The sticker kit is new.
No, it's not.
It's brand new.
I destroyed it.
And why did you pick?
Everything's ripped.
Why did you pick the number 428?
I have no idea.
I know why.
There is no reason.
The reason is you wanted 28.
But why did I didn't even want 28 in the first place? I just got that number.
You picked 28.
No, I didn't.
On your old cart, you picked 28.
For no reason.
You don't even remember the reason?
What reason? Tell me. There's no reason.
You said you're going to graduate in 2028.
Oh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you wanted 28 again, but the coach said your age class has to have a 4, like it needs to be in the 400s. And then we said, what number are you doing? And you said, well, it doesn't matter now. I don't want 400. I want 28. He said, how about 428? Just whatever. It doesn't.
Pick a number.
428 is not 28. I don't graduate in the year 428.
Yes, I do.
Wait, do you?
Yeah.
You're going to graduate in 428?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So I've got some time.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Does that mean I'm going to make lunches for you for another 300 and...
That's wrong.
8 years?
Yeah, basically.
I don't want to make lunches for 308 years. What else? I don't know. How do you like Panama?
It's good.
Tight. It's okay. It's fine.
It's fine.
You love it.
It's fine.
You got no school on Fridays.
It's fine.
You're off school tomorrow because of protests.
It's fine.
Where people fighting for their rights.
It's fine.
It's cool.
It's fine.
There's mini supers everywhere. Do you know what a mini super is?
It's fine.
It's a miniature supermarket.
It's fine.
Every teeny store has so many tiny mini supers.
It's fine.
You know what they have?
What?
That I love?
What?
Delicious eggs with yellow yolks.
How?
Yellow yolks.
How yellow exactly?
They're so good. You know why? Because they're from people's chickens that are all around this neighborhood. Oh, did you want a chicken from the mini super? It's from the neighborhood also. It's cool.
Yeah.
They will also sell you a chicken with the entire head on it.
Yep.
You have to ask them to chop it off. And they're like, what is your problem? What's the big deal? Cut it off at home. Oh, remember how sharp that dude's knife was?
He cut it off in like half a second. Or like with one soft slice.
Oh, wait. So it was a whole chicken with the head connected. And I said, oh, can you separate it into legs, breasts, wings, right? I said, no problem. Took out this huge, it's not a knife. It was a...
Butcher knife or something.
Not even a butcher knife. It's more of a cleaver. It was a big... insanely sharp cleaver. And you're right, the whole neck, you just kind of cut it like your sharpest knife.
Look, you hold the knife,
mm-hmm.
right, and you do it normal. You put the tip down first, mm-hmm. and then you put the back down.
Yep.
You just do that and it instantly cuts.
It was as if you had your sharpest knife at home cutting soft butter.
That's just kind of this,
just no effort, just so easy. He cut straight through the bone on the head. Head's gone. Now it was time to separate the whole chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And he just started reaching his hand back, full power. Bam! One slice. Oh, it's in half. Boom! Another cut. He just separated the whole thigh and leg. So it was like one, two, three, four. Whole chicken is in five pieces. It was awesome. And then we were so impressed. Me and Diego were cheering. On the other side, whoa, did you see his knife? And then he showed us the other chicken. He's like, you want me to do this again to the other chicken? Do you want me to do this again?
Exactly. Yeah, he said it exactly.
He's like hey, guys, do you want me to jab this chicken up again? And we smiled happily, like, yeah, do it again. He's like, he gave us a wink, high five, fist bump, and a knee bump, and then he did it again.
A knee bump?
Yeah. He's like, fist bump. Elbow bump, knee bump, a wink, and then he chopped that chicken up real fast.
Yeah.
Then he tied it up in a baggie, told us to go long, and then threw it across the store. Diego caught it and dove over an aisle. It was so awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then he's like, do you want me to do it again, huh? You want me to do this again?
Exactly.
But we thought he was talking to us, but he was talking to another customer. But we wanted him to do it again.
Exactly.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else do we really like? Oh, our cab drivers. There's cabs everywhere. If you're on the main road and you can get a cab anywhere. And we keep their numbers. So we WhatsApp a cab to come to our house. Like, oh, we need a ride here or there. So it's kind of nice. Car's the mechanic. Take a cab. You're scared to drive my humongous Toyota Tundra, the beast called Big Red? you got to take a cap.
Exactly.
So it's nice because a lot of people don't have cars, so it's the way to get away, get around really cheap. The only part I get annoyed with is them overcharging us because we're Americans. I know there's no way these people are paying what we pay to ride cabs. We're overpaying probably double every time. That's my guess.
Yeah.
I gotta ask our Panamanian friends for real.
How much they pay?
How much do they pay?
Yeah.
Because I see people, there's no way they're paying what we're paying. I'm like, I went further than you. How are you? How's this grandma? The grandma hopped in one of our cabs. She easily went double the distance. I don't think would charge that grandma what he charged me. So I asked the taxi driver, I said, so how does it work? He said, well, I pay $350 a month for my taxi license. Anything above that,
$350 a month?
I get to keep.
What do you mean? Oh.
So they have to pay $350 for their taxi license. So anything over that, it's money in the bank. All cash. Just pay that one fine, keep your license legal, and it's, hey, just all cash. So, which leads me to my next explanation. Why are the roads mostly garbage? Because if most people are paying, like taking cash and not counting how much they made, there's also no taxes on that cash. In America, every time you buy or you earn anything, you have to record it. And they'll say, hey, you made $100 this year. You owe me $20 for taxes. We're going to use that money to build roads, fix electrical problems,
whatever.
Fix the pipes, fix the sidewalks because there's sidewalks there. Well, here it's all cash.
Yeah.
So there's no tax money coming from all this circulating money. So there's not much left over to fix the roads all the time. I was pretty pumped. They came and fixed some of the potholes. That was exciting.
So?
They fixed some of the major ones. Not all of them. Okay, and we're back. You thought we went somewhere. We didn't. Loop back. The software that I love, but it makes us try and upgrade all the time. I don't want an upgrade. Can you just let me use the license I paid for 5 years ago? Always trying to get my $40. They actually raised it to $99.
$99.
Can you hear that barking? How long should we let the dogs battle it out?
I know for a fact they're not going to take their little dogs inside.
They won't? Let's see what happens. There's the sound. Barking dogs, bumping music. I think our dogs will give up first.
Probably.
Look, see?
They know we're going to get mad at them. So.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, don't bark too long. They're going to get mad. Just quit while we can bark for a little bit. But don't go like too much. Okay, see?
And it's over.
And they're going to come in through their dog door.
And then smile at us.
Smile, lay down, and sleep again.
Yep.
That's how they roll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Internet. So our first internet was coax, which is the old school cables. Then we got upgraded to fiber optic cable. But we were able to use a VPN and trick our Xbox pretty good on the coax. They had no idea. As soon as we switched the fiber, we turn it on. It says, oh, VPN's detected. Like, oh, come on. It's too smart.
We know you're not in America.
We know you're not here. So Netflix, no beef. It's cool.
Netflix is cool.
Amazon was cool. Now they're like, nah, we know you're not here.
Exactly.
And then YouTube, you are not going to outsmart YouTube.
No.
Even with the good VPN, it still wanted us to check. They're like, oh, I see that your phone is in the same VPN as your internet. That's cool. Turn on location. Let's see if you're really there.
I know, yeah, it says turn on location.
Yeah, and you're like, forget it. As soon as you turn on location, they're like, haha, you think we're not, you think we're stupid? We are YouTube, you think we're dumb? You almost got us, though. But Netflix is like, it's cool.
I don't care. You're still paying my subscription, so you can watch.
Look, you want to route through a VPN, pay my subs.
I know.
Pay my subs. Hey, we're cool. Amazon should do the same. Like, hey, we're cool. We still order Amazon. Let me use your Amazon Prime without hating on my VPN.
I know.
Why are you being a hater? So I have to figure out something else. There is another way to trick it, and I know a guy. There's the next level, which is DNS rerouting. Then you kick a VPN through a DNS reroute, but you can't trick it if it asks you for location. So maybe I can trick Amazon.
Just maybe.
Maybe. YouTube's not having it, but maybe I can do Amazon. So we still watch all our U.S. stuff. Pretty much it's cool. Sometimes you don't get all the titles because they say, oh, are you traveling? We're not going to give you everything. Come on, buddy.
Come on.
Come on, buddy.
Come on.
And what else? No dishwasher. Yeah, you could buy a dishwasher. We don't have one. Water heater. Not common.
Definitely not common.
But we have
one. I don't use it. But
you don't use hot water?
No.
I like a hot shower if it's real late at night. But like other than that, you definitely want to take a cool shower here.
Especially here.
Washing dishes. It's nice to have hot water. Washing clothes. But it is an add-on.
A very uncommon add-on.
And then, of course, electricity. Mm-hmm. We kept losing power. We ask around. Everybody says, sometimes you lose power. Sometimes you lose water.
Just let it come back on.
Just wait it out. I'm like, no, I'm not waiting it out.
Yeah, just wait it out.
Like, just wait. What's the just chill out.
What are you so impatient for?
Yeah, relax. You'll get electricity. Just give it a day or two or three or four.
Or a week.
Or a week.
Whenever it comes back on.
Doesn't matter.
Just be patient.
Yeah, so I'm not having that. So we got a little battery with a couple panels. And we can roll indefinitely if we have to. We also got a gas generator as backup to the backup.
Backup to the backup.
I like electricity. I like keeping food.
Well, you had to get that generator.
Had to get the gas one first. Then we got the
battery. We don't even need that anymore, but.
No, we need it. So the next house is what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm going to build a little house. And what you do is you put the gas generator and you connect it to the inverter. So if you need to charge your battery with gas, you can also plug your gas generator into your inverter, which charges your battery. So this is how inverter works. So you see the solar panels in the yard? They're collecting energy. They're sending DC power through a pipe into this inverter. It inverts it from AC to DC. So it's an alternating current to a direct current. That direct current, which is a steady, equal amount of energy that doesn't fluctuate, charges our battery. When we lose power, I forget how many nanoseconds or milliseconds.
Nanoseconds?
I think it's milliseconds. I think it's like 3 milliseconds. As soon as we lose power,
as
soon as we have no more powder, in a few milliseconds, the battery immediately powers the switches it's connected to. So it just goes click, and we have power.
3 milliseconds.
I think it's 3 or 4 milliseconds, which is 3 or 4 thousandths of a second. Even when the guy was here, he was showing off. He's like, stare at the light. I'm going to switch the power. And then he switched it. If I blinked, I missed it. He's like, did you see it? And I was like, I think I blinked. So he did it again, and then I saw it. I was like, it's so fast.
Yeah, you couldn't even tell.
I mean, without staring at the light bulb, I would have missed it. So we got power.
That's pretty awesome.
Some people have huge water reservoirs with an electrical water pump. So if they lose water, they just pull water from their big fat water tanks.
That works.
These are extra niceties to have. Right? The people that can afford to have backup water, backup power, this is living good. Whereas we were accustomed to, oh, you just always have water. And you just always have electricity. Just if you pay your bill, you're good. It's going to be on. Unless there's a snowpocalypse, or there's an ice storm, or there's a pipe that busted. Other than that, we had power. You know? So yeah, there's little compromises, but guess what? We got so much more time together. Exactly. I drive 5 minutes to pick you up.
Yeah.
How long do we sit in traffic after school?
0 seconds.
5 minutes. It's not even traffic. I'm driving distance 5 minutes home. Exactly. Sophia's 15 minutes away. This is extreme distance.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is crazy. I pick her up in 15 minutes. I drive home in 15 minutes. Done. You have hours after school to marinate. Chill, relax, read, do nothing, be home. That part is awesome.
Yeah.
You can swim in the pool while you wait for me to cook and you're at home. We're not sitting in the car on the highway. I don't miss any part of that.
Not the 3 hours of traffic.
We spent a lot of hours in traffic.
That was the only thing holding us and taking the time to get home was just traffic. Nothing else. Not even the distance, not the route, not anything. It was just traffic.
Do you know how long I've been waiting to take you surfing?
No.
Since you were born.
Wow.
That became a reality here. I'm pumped. You know how long I've been wanting to train jiu-jitsu again?
How long?
Since I left California.
Wow.
But you guys were little. I didn't want to like be at class. I'd rather be playing with you guys. But now that you're bigger and you were doing a bunch of cool classes, I was thinking, you know, I could do a class. I could do one thing. I need to go hang out with some bros and broettes.
Bro and bro out.
Yeah. It's men and women. They do jiu-jitsu. And there's kids classes too. I'm thinking Sophia might really like Brazilian jiu-jitsu because she likes to wrestle. She loves to kick with her legs.
I know, but...
She probably won't want to do it, but she would love it if she did. Because she loves to like wrestle and kick with her legs.
At me, specifically.
At you, specifically. She loves to grab you and kick you.
So if everyone just wears a mask with my face, then she'd feel so comfortable.
You know what? I bet I can arrange that. Everybody wear your face, and she'll wrestle all of them.
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Cows, Brahma cows are the common cow here. The meat, it's fine. We're not used to it, meaning it doesn't taste as good. Americans like us have grown accustomed to delicious beef.
Beef.
Brazilian cows and American cows taste tasty. Panamanian cows, not so much. But you can buy imported beef, no problem.
That's fine.
So we do. All right, let's wrap this baby up.
Yeah, 3 months and how long? 3 months and how long?
I don't know. 3 months and some days. You got a haircut?
And how long?
Oh, how long have we been flapping our jaws? I don't know, 52 minutes, maybe.
So 3 months and 52 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. So now you know every single detail you would want to know.
Don't forget your haircut. You found a pretty sweet haircut place.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Let's watch a movie with our VPN. Ready? All right. Be healthy, y'all.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Dime. Esto es lo que tú querías. Yo
Yo soy fino, esto es trap de galería. Tú eres un charro, Rocky de aquí, una porquería. Yo un campeón, Rocky Marciano, Rocky Balboa, Rocky Balbía. Tengo la ruta, tengo la vía, sí, tengo la vía. Los gastos de noche facturo todo el día. Tanta plata que me gusta que me chapen. Por eso le meto a tetas al pío. Ustedes no saben lo que es estar en alta mar con 200 cueros. Que los zafatas te mame el bicho en el cielo. Lo que tira el 500,000 en el putero. Por eso tu opinión me importa cero. Por eso tú estás 101.